This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Takeaway English
from BBC Learning English.
If you could travel back in time, which period of history would you visit? It's a great question to ask your friends, and time travel is the subject of many science fiction films. Of course, sci-fi is familiar to most of us. But what is cli-fi? The simple answer is climate fiction, a genre which focuses on the subject of climate change. Many of the cli-fi examples we watch tend to be disaster films. It could be solar flares, ice ages devastating the planet, extreme flooding swamping the earth with water, or superstorms that threaten life as we know it. While films and novels of this genre are often subject to the typical tropes of a hero or heroine battling to save the day, what sets it apart from most sci-fi films is that the plots will often draw on plausible outcomes in the present or near future. Climate change and the potential threats have long been established. Some believe that the issue of climate change has even led to more fans watching films to learn more about what's happening to the world, seeing it as a form of edutainment. A study conducted by the Yale Program on Climate Change Communication tested the effects that two climate fiction novels can have on its readers and found significant positive effects in terms of their attitudes and beliefs towards the climate crisis. For example, understanding global warming will harm them and future generations. Most climate films are not only blockbuster action films, but also prey on our fear of what some see as the impending doom of a climate catastrophe. This sounds bad, but according to a study conducted on 310 adults in the US, watching scary films can help us feel more prepared, resilient, and less alone in situations such as the pandemic. So, it looks like cli-fi is here to stay, and there seem to be some benefits. Whether it's there to educate, entertain, or prepare you for a climate crisis, it might have a role to play.
Takeaway English
from BBC Learning English.